This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this is the Jeremy Kahn segment here. So, Ryan Mountcastle of the Baltimore Ravens,
I forgot what we were doing,
Baltimore Orioles, is eligible for arbitration again next year. Many people say he could make upwards of $17.5 million. The question is, do you want to pay $17.5 million to Ryan Mountcastle? He'll be a free agent 2027, so he has two more years left in arbitration. Last year, he missed some time. He missed some time over the last 2 years. 2023, he played 115 games. 2024, played 124 games. He batted .271, OPS of .733, which was down from last year, 40-something points. He had 13 home runs down, 63 RBI. Would you be, and this all jokes aside, would you be opposed to trading him and bringing in a veteran hitter? We keep saying they need a veteran bat, like Paul Goldschmidt.
So a couple of things. I really do like Paul Goldschmidt a lot. He did have his worst year of his career last year. And still, if you look at the numbers aren't awful. It's just you expect a lot more for a Paul Goldschmidt.
.245, .716 OPS, horrible for him. 22 home runs, 65 RBI. He's 37 years old.
And let's think about that Cardinals lineup, too. There's not a lot of protection. And I'm not trying to dismiss a rookie in Mason Wynn that's leading off for him, who was one of the guys that could have won Rookie of the Year in the National League this year but fell off a little bit. And then we had the Jackson Merrill-Paul Skeen show. And then Nolan Arenado, who at times this year didn't look like he could catch up to a fastball.
No, he didn't.
And that's starting to – that gets scary because he's always going to bring his defense, but if he's not running into a couple – I don't know how much you want to pay for just this great defensive third baseman. And again, the rest of their lineup's just kind of okay. And St. Louis needs to stock their farm system, needs to get better with younger talent.
So you think he would be better here?
Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah.
I absolutely do, just because of the lineup and his a career, fresh start.
His career OPS is .892. Now, he's 2 years removed at the age of 34, leading the league in OPS at .981. And slugging at .578.
Can I say something that I can't believe I'm going to say? I think Ryan Mountcastle has more pop than Paul Goldschmidt. Now. I mean, if you've looked at him the past couple years. Now, granted, you got to look at where Paul Goldschmidt was in a great hitter's park in Arizona for years. Former MVP player. Goes to the Cardinals, and it really hasn't amounted to what they thought. They had the one playoff run, and then just got absolutely smoked in an elimination game by the Braves.
But it wasn't Paul Goldschmidt's fault. His numbers with the Cardinals, he's batted .278, .360 on base percentage with an .843 OPS. So,
but what did we see last year? Is he more of the guy we saw in those previous years, or is the star fading?
That's why, Jeremy, you know, for years I love Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Vinny Serrato knows that. I introduced Vinny Serrato to who Paul Goldschmidt was. I don't want him. I don't want a 37-year-old replacing Ryan Mountcastle. If you're going to trade Ryan Mountcastle...
But hold on, what if you get a pitcher back for Mountcastle or you get something of value back?
I'm still replacing Ryan Mountcastle in the lineup. You got to give me something better
but
than that.
But you're getting better elsewhere.
I'm not trading for Paul Goldschmidt. Paul Goldschmidt's
He's a free agent.
Agent.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's the... It's not you're getting rid of Ryan Mountcastle and just bringing in Paul Goldschmidt. If you trade Ryan Mountcastle, if that's what they want to do, you're bringing something else back, whether it's a bullpen arm, another bat.
Hear me out. I'm not opposed to the trade. But don't tell me the answer is Paul Goldschmidt.
I understand that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You want to because Ryan Mallett, Paul Goldschmidt is not coming back to us in that trade. So that's fine. If you have something you want out there and Mountcastle's the answer, go for it. However, don't tell me a 37-year-old who's on the decline is the answer for Ryan Mountcastle.
But, so I'll ask you this, too. Is the writing on the wall for – we know Bisaccia is going to be coming up, whether it's next year at some point at the beginning of the year, which to me means that you're eventually going to see an Adley Rutschman go to first base or one of these guys kind of platoon, play first base, DH, catch. I'm interested to see how they use them both, but do you want to lock up a first baseman, somebody else, until that time comes? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that you're going to go out and give a five-year deal to a first baseman, but I do think you could get a Paul Goldschmidt or a veteran on a one- or two-year deal if you decide to trade Mountcastle.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not saying I'm for trading Mountcastle, but it was the one thing that we've always talked about, and you can bust my chops in a second, but it's the one thing we always talked about where it's like, where can you get better on the field without understanding some of the young players you have that aren't going to move on? That's their spot. I mean, you could say, okay, Jordan Westberg goes back to second. They find a great third baseman. Alex Bregman's on the open market. What if you did that? Where's Jackson Holliday going? Is he going to the outfield? There's got to be a corresponding move to everything you're doing looking at this team's future.
I just got a text from Mike Naughton. This is the point we didn't even make. We're better in the infield with Ryan Mountcastle. Now,
Paul Goldschmidt's a good defensive
baseman. I'm 27 years old. I'll be a free agent after the 2027 season. The position I play increases my value. You ain't moving me to first base if I'm Adley Rutschman. You're not moving me to first base. You decrease my free agency value by moving me to first base. What makes me valuable is the fact that I'm a catcher. My numbers are amplified because I'm a catcher. You don't get to – now, if you want to move me after I sign my deal – fine, but pre-deal, you're not moving me to first base.
And hear me out. I'm not saying that he solely gets moved to first base. I'm saying you're playing multiple positions. They're finding ways to get the best lineup on the field that they can, but I agree with you because where his value comes in, and there's so many people that are down on Adley Rutschman for the way the second half of the season went. You guys are crazy.
He's hurt.
He's going to be fine.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. And that kid can absolutely ball, and I can't wait till we get back to next year and people are going, damn, we forgot how good he was.
Yeah.
Because he did. He had a bad year.
He had a bad year after he got hit on the head. He's hurt. Yeah. I'm convinced. No one's told me, but I'm convinced.
And he's never said it either.
He's not going to say it. You'll find out once he has that procedure in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
Well, you're seeing like a lot. This is what people don't realize. Like a lot of guys are banged up and playing through it. The playoffs are going on. The Padres lose. Luis Arraez just had thumb surgery. He'd been playing with a busted thumb.
Yeah.
And a ligament damage in there just to keep playing because it's the playoffs.
Yeah. And for those of you that say, well, if the team wants him to play first base, then he play. Nope. Nah, bro. If the team wants me to play first base, if they offer me an extension like I'm a catcher and I want it, that, and then they say play first base, well, yeah, we can do it. We can do it. But you're not decreasing my value because you want to make a trade and you want me to fill in the void. No. I started this gangster stuff. He started it.
Yeah.
You don't move him.
Well, the other thing here, real quick, with Paul Goldschmidt, 4-time Gold Glover, former MVP, 5-time Silver Slugger. Again, that's all in the past. It doesn't mean he's that guy now. He's still really good defensively. So I don't think you drop off as much as you'd think if moving on from Mountcastle at first base. But again, like, you in the front row? You got a question?
He's 37. I'm not replacing Ryan Mountcastle with a 37-year-old on the decline. I'm not doing it.
But you don't have to do it for the long term. And again, it's what is Mountcastle bringing you back? Because that's the thing we're not talking about.
Hit me out. If you want to trade, I'm not going to bust your chops. You know why? Because that's over. If Ryan Mountcastle's trade brings me something of value, hey, I'll go down there, Ryan. I'm going to miss you, man. Can't wait till you come back to Camden Yards.
You hear that, Steve? He wants to trade him.
I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the business of baseball. However, once you do that, Paul Goldschmidt can't be the answer.
For a year, it can be. Because you don't know if they have other plans down the line.
Like, I don't care about down the line. We're down the line now.
Where's Kobe Mayo playing?
We're down the line. Okay, let that be your answer. We're down the line now. This is down the line. You can tell me down the line in 2022, maybe 2023. But in 2025, you can't have a down the line conversation with me anymore. Well, we're there.
That's why they have to take a hard look at themselves and see what types of moves they want to make. Does Coby Mayo have a spot on this team, whether it's DH or at first base?
Now,
if you have Ryan Mountcastle.
Now,
what happens with Jackson Holliday?
Let me back up a second. If Coby Mayo is your first baseman, or Goldschmidt and Coby Mayo could DH, then maybe Coby Mayo can fill Ryan Mountcastle's. I just don't want an aging.
No,
see, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I get it, but they need some vets. That's clear. We've talked about it.
This is my problem, Jeremy. This is my problem. At 37, can you still play every day? See the look you just had on your face. That's my issue. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057
is the number. Played 154 last year.
A barbershop topic of the day. Should the O's move on from Mountcastle and bring in a veteran like Paul Goldschmidt? If not Goldschmidt, then who? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Con Man, you trade Mountcastle, you get some pitching back, then who at first base? Let me give you a blind taste test, all right? Mm-hmm. I'll be 34 years old for opening day. Last year, I came off of a season which I missed some time. I only played 130 games. I batted .251 with an OPS of .803. I had 26 home runs and 84 RBI. However, I came off of two consecutive seasons where I had over 30 home runs, and one of those seasons I had 100 RBI. And I'm also a two-time Gold Glove winner.
Is that former Oriole?
That's Christian Walker.
Yeah.
He's a free agent. Why not go after him? Open up the checkbook!
Well, that's what we find out in the offseason.
If you tell me, you trade Mountcastle, and that's the answer, I'm all for it. So, I'm all for that. Two-time Gold Glove winner also.
But I'm going back to it, to looking at it not just for this year coming up.
Uh-huh.
Where is Coby Mayo playing if he's part of your future? Are you going to platoon and use the DH and the catcher when Basayo and Rutschman are here? And then on top of it, like, where does this team see themselves going? Because if you're going, okay, we could probably get better at do something at third base, move Westberg back to second. Where are you putting Jackson Holliday? All these things have to coincide and something has to be done.
I don't need probablys. I put Jackson Holliday at second. I'm putting Jordan Westberg back at third because he's the best third baseman on the team defensively. Coby Mayo, that's a bridge I'll cross when I get there because...
Well, that bridge is here now, though.
I got to win now.
But that bridge is here with him.
Well, we may put him part of the trade and get him something even bigger. But if I can get Christian Walker, a proven major leaguer, I got enough of my... If I'm the GM, man, I've got enough of my prospects. I showed you what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need another one. What I need to do now is get it deep in the playoffs. So now, instead of me just loving my prospects... Hey, listen, man, I got a guy who could be Rookie of the Year this year, a guy who was Rookie of the Year last year. I got Adley Rutschman.
You got a guy who's going to be
Jackson
Rookie of the Year next year.
I got a guy Rookie of the Year next year. I got, stop me. Okay. All right, then I got this guy right here, Coby Mayo, where the worst thing I have is I don't have a place for him. Why don't I have a place for him? Because all of my other prospects hit. So,
well, that's
I got to be the best version of me and – That's a you play spades?
I play hearts. It's the white version of spades.
Play spades is you count your books or you count a possible.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Walker is a book. Coby Mayo's a possible.
I don't disagree with that, but because he's here until something happens, you have to figure out what you're doing. Who's the DH next year? Are you platooning it? Is Ryan O'Hearn back against righties? Is Kobe Mayo your DH against lefties?
Well, you just said Basile's coming up, so, you know, sometimes he DHs, sometimes Allie DHs.
So then is that position gone? Is that what you're doing? You're going to get those guys to play as much as they can.
Yep.
But if that's your DH, so now you have no spot for Kobe Mayo whatsoever.
Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. What's up, Ray?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me up in the shop. Let me get a temp fade real quick.
You got that.
I'm on that.
You want it tapered?
Tapered and leave it alone up top.
I got you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, I think we can all agree this team needs a little bit more experience on the team. And Jeremy asked a critical question before the last break, talking about where on the field can we afford to get a little bit older if we're going to do it. And I think first baseman is probably the best spot to do it. And I think historically that's where a lot of teams do it. And I think the last time that we did have a very strong veteran presence on this team was Trey Mancini at first base. He's 5 years older. He's not 37 years old. He's 32 right now. But he was a little bit older than Mountcastle was. And there was even calls for, at that time, getting younger at that spot.
Can I tell you something, bro? Can I tell you something, honestly? Trey Mancini was never veteran presence on his team. That's what the media said. That's what fans wanted. He was never the veteran presence in that clubhouse. That's false. I agree with everything else you said, but Trey Mancini was not the veteran presence in that clubhouse. See, in order to be the veteran presence, the players have to say you're the veteran presence. The media can't sell it. The fans can't want it. It has to be real. Jeremy wasn't real.
Can I pose something to you?
Go ahead.
So there's a couple different things here, and there was some talk of it last year, although it probably didn't make as much sense for the Orioles. We kept pointing this guy to the Astros. Vlad Guerrero's in the last year of his deal.
I wanted him last year, if you remember.
Ryan Mountcastle is the Blue Jays' daddy. They killed two birds with one stone by getting him.
The Orioles?
He can't hurt you anymore. He's on your team.
You can't hurt me anymore. Yeah.
And not that Steve wants to go to Canada all the time, but I'm sorry, Steve. If you're doing this with Vlad Guerrero, then obviously everything makes sense. If you're moving on another player, then you got to pay the guy after this season, though.
I hope the guy who wanted to fade is not saying bring back Trey Mancini. I think that's where he was going down that road.
Really?
Yeah.
He's out of the league.
It doesn't matter. He can bring back the magic of the Orioles. It's just not true. Stop it. It's not true.
And I know there's some people out there saying, well, who cares about Kobe? Look, he's here, and they wouldn't move him last year. So that,
for a reason.
That makes me think that he's a big part of their future. And whether that's – I can't see him playing third base consistently at the major league level. I do think there's a possibility that Jackson Holliday ends up moving to the outfield at some point. Maybe they keep him at second base, but I think that's a possibility. So you have to start looking at some of these things. What happens with Cedric Mullins next year? Are you comfortable? Is he coming back in center field, or are you making a decision there? Are there any other trades that we're not talking about? Because Mountcastle gets brought up because there's value there.
Yes, there is.
So that's not, like, even when I bring it up, it's not, oh, I hate Mountcastle.
No, I've never thought you hated him. I just like messing with you.
Can you isolate that for me so I can hear that every day, Joe?
Let's go Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Sons of bitches.
Good. As I would say, happy Friday Eve, babe.
Happy Friday Eve.
Can we see Oil? How you guys doing?
Good. All right, how are you, man?
Good. Can we see Oil's number two prospect, Sam Bastello, as backup catcher next year with James McCann, a free agent? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well. Yeah, Antonio, I think Jeremy and I are on the same page with this. I think Basile is on this roster at some point earlier, sooner rather than later, in 2025.
Yeah.
If not out of spring training, out of camp, which I think he will be.
I think he's going to be here out of camp.
Yeah, he's got to be. You can't hold him back anymore.
And, again, I can't wait for people to see this guy on a regular basis. You know, like, we have so many of these guys, but it's just a matter of, you're very, very young, and you're ahead of schedule. Maybe it does make sense to go out and spend money on a Corbin Burns and try to keep him here so you have that vet starting pitcher. You know, we've talked about looking for your guy. Now you have your guy for the next couple years, but you also have Grayson, who's, you know, growing up behind him, and he's getting better. Bradish and all these things that can happen. I don't know if they end up bringing him back. Again, my thought process is that we don't see Santander back, and we don't see Burns back.
Now I'm going to jump on you like a spider monkey, man.
Well, I'm just telling you that's what I think happens. I'm not saying that's what I want to happen. Because we haven't even talked about Kierstead. Where the hell is he playing?
By the way, Nicole just texted in and said, stop talking baseball.
Which Nicole?
Not Masoni.
Okay.
She said, stop talking baseball.
No.
All right.
What, do you want to talk football the whole time? Is she a football girl? Is that what it is?
She's a baseball girl in the summer, football girl in the fall.
Oh, it's seasonal.
She's seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some would say she's clueless, but I wouldn't say that.
If you're seasonal.
Some would say she's sports clueless.
Why don't you tell her if she's seasonal, go get one of those pumpkin spice lattes and shut up. She's your friend. I'm kidding, Nicole. I'm sorry. Are you getting another text? Because you're probably going to get a nasty one about me. I'm kidding. But do get one of those pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh my gosh. Gordon McGinnis joins us at 8:30, but on the other side is the world is stupid with Jeremy Cobb.
Well, here's what we're going to get into.
Pumpkin spice latte.
I want to talk about the death of Liam Payne. I don't know if you heard about this,
yeah,
the One Direction
man.
Star. Does it seem a little odd to you about him falling out of a balcony at the age of 31 in Argentina and dying? We're also going to talk about a stupid TikToker. If you're going to go out and make displays and do things that say, oh, I'm for this and I'm against this, make sure you're ripping down the right flags. Because if you're against Israel, don't be ripping down the Greek flags. And that's what this goofball did. And then afterwards, they're like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. People are just trying to be so outrageous with everything.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And lastly, I got to talk about super fans in sports, most notably Fireman Ed, who's upset that he's not getting enough TV time.
Didn't he, like, quit the team at one point?
Yes. So we'll get into this. Fireman Ed, goofball. We'll talk about all that in the world of stupid next here in The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.